And I also greet all of you very warmly from near and far, and also all brothers and sisters who are joining us online. We greet you. We have a brother as a visitor, Brother Aldineo and his family. We welcome you in a special way in our midst. We have many who are connected and who have written emails, who have sent greetings. I will give you some greetings now from Brazil. Brother Donizetti from Sao Paulo, from Picos also one brother, Brother Genio from Pernambuco, Brother João Batista from Brasilia, then some ministering brethren from Mozambique were sending greetings, then greetings from Portugal, from Brother Oleg and all his house. Greetings from Brother José from Paraguay. Greetings from the brethren Jürgen and Udo from South America. Greetings from Brother Gerecki from the Ukraine. And most certainly we'll hear many other greetings from the mouth of Brother Frank. Now, let us also praise together our Lord. Before we do that, I have one request for all the parents. We are many parents with children. Please watch over your children, that they don't run around, that they don't disturb. It's just my request now. Now, let us praise our Lord with song number 21 from these little booklets. Rock of Ages, cleft for me, number 21. Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flowed be of sin the double cure. Save from wrath and make me pure. Not the labor of my hands can fulfill. I cling, naked come to thee for dress, helpless look to thee for grace. Oh, I to the fountain fly, wash me, Savior, or I die. While I draw this fleeting breath, when mine eyes shall close in death, when I soar to worlds unknown, see thee on thy judgment throne. Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let us sing the well-known song 24. 24. On a hill far away. 24. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the end. and shame, and I cannot forget the image of the cross where Jesus Christ died for my blame. And when death becomes an uncommon cross, it's a place for a man of laid on. I will cling to the King of my soul, and someday he shall.
Yes, we time and again sing of the old rugged cross, of the Lamb of God who died for us on the cross of Calvary. And the scripture says, the word of the cross is the power of God to him who believes. And today, we may again experience the power of God, which is manifested by his word. Before Brother Alfred Bork prays with us, I would like to read us a word for introduction from the Gospel of John, chapter 3. From verse 27, John chapter 3, from verse 27, John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Ye yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. He that has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, who standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly. because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy therefore is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. And what he has seen and heard, that he testifies, and no man receiveth his testimony. He that has received his testimony has set to his seal that God is true. For he whom God has sent speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. The Father loveth the Son and has given all things into his hand. He that believeth on the Son has everlasting life. And he that remains disobedient to the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Up to here, this precious word of God. We stand up for prayer. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you together tonight that we can be here under the sound of your word. We have already heard your word. And we thank you that you have been gracious to us to believe on the Son of God, to believe as the Scripture has said. We ask you, come into our midst tonight. Don't pass over us. Don't bypass us. You know our longing of our hearts, all our requests, all our problems. You know them precisely. Lord, we have come together to hear your word. Make that our hearts burn as at that time the disciples at Emmaus who heard your words and their hearts burned. Please speak also tonight through your word to all of us. Confirm thy word in our midst. And please come to your right. Bless our brother. Bless all who have come. Make our hearts ready to receive, to hear, and to believe, and to do accordingly. Bless your people worldwide, all those who are connected online. Lord, we lay everything into your hands, and we ask you, bless your blood-bought flock tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us sing, Only Believe, Only Believe.
Only believe, only believe. All things are possible for only believe. Only believe, only believe. All things are possible. Jesus is here. Jesus is here.
Amen. You may be seated. Also, I greet all of you. I welcome all of you very warmly. And also those who are joining us online, may the Lord God really bless from one end of the earth unto the other end, from east to the west, from south to the north. May all be blessed who hear and believe God's word and who get it revealed by the Spirit of God. Now, just very briefly, the greetings. Greetings from a brother from Poland and the whole church there. Sadly, I didn't understand the name properly. Greetings from Brother Mbie, who is gathered from five churches in the surroundings, who is listening now. Greetings from Brother Müller from Germany. Greetings from Brother Baumgartner from Switzerland. From Brother Ngonga from the DRC. From Brother Inodi Orléans. From Brother Jacques Ivory Coast. From a brother from Mozambique. From Brother Cecil from Pretoria. From Brother Solomon. And then from Brother Ziller from Argentina, and from Brother Tikumo, DRC, and once again from Brother Ngonga. Then we have here Brother Vladimir from Bashkirian, is sending warm greetings. Brother Francesco is also sending greetings. And Brother Lupondo is sending greetings. Brother Moses Young is sending greetings. Brother Kumba is also sending greetings. Brother Tito is sending greetings. Brother Lubanga is also sending greetings. Then greetings from Goma. Brother Paul Nyagi from Nairobi is also sending greetings. And Brother Bulunga is also sending greetings. Brother Keses, Hungary, is sending greetings. Brother Badibanga is sending greetings. And then, Sister and Brother Da Silva is also sending greetings. All from Finland are sending greetings. Brother Rigobert is sending greetings. And now, we have three special greetings from Cuba. Greetings from Havana. Greetings from Eugene. And then greetings from Santiago de Cuba. They are also joined with us and joined with the Lord. Brother Ferry from Bucharest. Brother Bruce from Cape Town. And our brother and sister Anderson from New Zealand. Brother Motika from Johannesburg. Dr. Chowawa from Harare. And then greetings once again from Zimbabwe. Then greetings from Brother Chauffeur. Greetings from Brother Philemon. Greetings from Brother Chimare. Greetings from Brother Gerlando. And then again greetings, Brother Roger from the Ivory Coast, Brother Ilunga from Denver, Colorado. Once again greetings from the DRC, greetings from Brother Fernando from Angola, greetings from Brother Joseph from the Congo, from Brother Joshua, Zimbabwe, from Brother Jonas from Norway, from Brother Faustine from Congo, from Brother Raffaele, and then from Brother Chichungo, and from Brother Norman. He also needs prayer. He wishes for to be prayed for. Then we are through with the greetings. Now, I would like that all who have sent greetings to us, please know that I read all the emails and that what was upon their hearts and what they were writing, this I read. And if there are answers necessary, then you will receive an answer. We are grateful to God with all our hearts that we can still come together undisturbed in these meetings. And we thank the Lord also especially for all our translators. And today I would like to ask our brother Michael that he now comes to the front and then that he greets in his language the station, the TV station, who broadcasts live what is being said here tonight. And all at the Persian Gulf, they listen also. We are very grateful to God. The TV station broadcasts the service as we have it here, and this in an Islamic country. We are so grateful to God for our brother from Pakistan, grateful for the TV station in Lahore. And now, just say a few words in your language, greeting the people there.
Thank you, Brother Frank.
Yes.
We have been telecasting Brother Frank's program on a TV station in Pakistan and covering 70 countries in Asia. And I want to tell you, it's been going on for 1 year. It's completed 1 year this August. And there's also, in November, there will be a big meeting for Brother Frank, which will be live telecast on that TV again. So please remember that. And I'm going to greet, for the first time, the brothers in Pakistan. The Bride Church in Pakistan was connected live with Krefeld in these meetings. So I'm going to greet them in Urdu, just a couple of sentences. Main tamam bhaiyon ko jo Pakistan mein hamare saath is waqt Krefeld ki meeting ke saath jude hue hain, un sab ko Bride Church Pakistan ko main khushamdeed kehta hoon. Khuda aapko barkat de. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you. Ja, was soll man dazu sagen?
What shall one say to it? The gospel of the kingdom of God shall be preached all over the earth to all nations and tongues. Not only to all nations, but to all nations in their languages. And we're just so grateful with all our hearts that God has led it in such a way that we can reach now the whole world and also the many languages. That what is being translated here into 12 languages is being translated again into other languages, so that really all nations and tongues can be reached with the last message which God has entrusted to us and with which He commissioned us to bring this message, that it is being received by all, as we read now, by all, in the word of introduction, by all who are ordained for eternal life. And it must be emphasized No man will live eternally except he received eternal life by the faith in Jesus Christ. For thus it is written in 1 John chapter 5, verse 11 and 12, he that has the Son of God has eternal life. And he that has not the Son of God has not life. Full stop. Full stop. And there's only one eternal life. And this God gives us, or this God has given us by his grace. In these meetings, we must touch upon all Bible subjects: conversion, repentance, faith, water baptism, Godhead, the return of Jesus Christ. In all sermons, everything has to be included so that the whole world can really hear the whole counsel of our God in this time. And as we said, we are grateful that it's being translated, grateful that God has given open doors and so many stations he has given now where the message can be carried on. And now, for all you newcomers and for all who are here today for the first time, please raise your hand so that we see who is here today for the first time. Do we have some in our midst? Of course, certainly, some are here. And we really ask God for grace, that we get the connection to that what God is doing right now, that we don't miss it, but that we find grace in the sight of God, having part in it. Now, you all know, in the last month, we had meetings in Brussels, in Paris, in Iași, in Romania. Just so grateful that God is calling people everywhere. In Brussels, we had about 500 people. In Paris, we had more than 2,000 people. In Iași, more than 1,500 people. People are coming from near and far to hear the precious and holy Word of God. And as our Lord predicted in Amos chapter 8, verse 11, that he will send a famine, a hunger, to hear the words of God. Not the interpretations, but the original word of our God, to hear it. And we're just so grateful, also for all who could testify in the days of our Lord. They testified that they have seen and heard of Peter, we read, of John, we read. They could say what our eyes have seen, what our ears have heard, what our hands have handled of the word of life, this we declared unto you. And brothers and sisters, without criticizing now, but let me say this in love, although on the 11th of November, I will be in a stadium to preach to 8,000 people, or please, let me say this in love. Also, all those who listen now in Pakistan may all know that I say it out of love. Everything that happened with our Lord, there were always witnesses. Always. Even on the Mount of Transfiguration, where and whatever happened, there were witnesses who then could report what they have seen, what they have heard, and what they experienced. Brothers, sisters, let us thank the Lord God for the Holy Scripture. Always, always. Also in the days of Moses, God descended in the pillar of cloud, in the pillar of fire. He sent manna from heaven. The presence of God was always amongst the people of God. And that's how it also happened in our days, in our time. We all know that since 500 years, there were revivals. And even today, there are revivals. But God, in every period, He called out with a message which was preached at the time. And now we have arrived in the last time, and the end must be like the beginning was. And therefore, the Lord God really, in a supernatural way, He revealed Himself, because it's a big difference whether somebody says something or whether God confirms His supernatural presence. When Brother Branham, on the 24th of January 1954, was in Houston, Texas, when he was challenged there, and a Dr. Best, by Dr. Best, and at the end he came to the platform and he said, "I don't have to speak of myself for myself. He who sent me, He will testify." And in that moment, Mr. Ayers and Mr. Kipperman, they made photos, and all the photos didn't come out. Only the one with a supernatural light above the head of Brother Branham. And this picture, this photo was sent to Washington and was examined by Dr. James J. Lacey on January, that it could not be there on the film if it would not be there, this light. Brothers and sisters, God has given us the evidence by grace that also those who have problems to believe, that they can see with their own eyes that God bear witness with His presence. We don't want to go here into details, but it's just necessary that it's being said to the whole world. God, in our time, He fulfilled His promise, as He said Himself in the prophet Malachi. "Behold, I send unto you the prophet Elijah before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord." God fulfilled His word, and He has sent a man of God to again connect us with God. And the word was revealed, and to whom it was not yet revealed, may it be revealed to him by grace today. Because we see on all levels that we are living in the end time, and that the return of the Lord is really at hand, and that the last ones are called out now. Yes, as a piece of wood out of the fire, they are pulled out. And they receive what God prepared for us. Also, this mighty commission which the Lord has given to Brother Branham, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, Brother Miskis, he read the word from John 3. The friend of the bridegroom brought the message of the bridegroom. He connected bride and bridegroom, and he could say, "This my joy is now fulfilled." A man sent from God to bring bride and bridegroom together. And all who believed, we will see them again in glory. And all who believed not, we will not see again. Faith is a revelation which God gives us, that we see here is the promise and here is the fulfillment. But also this we must say sincerely and uprightly, what really was said. So the message which was given unto you will forerun the coming of Christ, the second coming of Christ. And this we see in the past 50 years, we see it fulfilled, that the message of the full gospel, of the whole counsel of God, with every doctrine, with everything what goes with it, it was entrusted to us. It was revealed to us. And we don't walk in the dark, but we rather have the light of the revealed word. I've noted it down. Brother Branham spoke about the return of the Lord. And just think of it. 1,479 times in his sermons, he spoke of the bride. 1,479 times in all his sermons, he mentioned the bride. And that's what it's all about. It's not only about to make music and to present Christian programs. It's about that the last call reaches the last ones who are part of the bride church, that they are called out. And then Brother Branham, 619 times he spoke of the rapture, and he emphasized how important it is that we are ready to participate in the rapture. He had a divine message, and he had a responsibility before the Almighty God to preach the whole counsel of God. And this we understood by grace. And the same message we carry on. Also this I noted down. 279 times he spoke of the wedding supper. 279 times in his sermons. That's what's all about. Of course, not about only about healing. Healing was something wonderful, yes. And I must say, the healing was attracting the people to then hear what is being preached by the message. Because God really repeated the same ministry in our time. The dead were raised, the blind received their sight, the lame walked. I watched it myself. Also the man in Karlsruhe, he was brought in on a stretcher. He was lying. I was sitting in the third row. I just looked at it. Suddenly the word of the Lord came, addressed to that man. He stood up. He took his stretcher and walked away. Brothers and sisters, also for this, I'm very grateful to God that I could hear and see. And now, on Monday, the 15th of August, it will be 61 years ago when I met Brother Branham for the first time, when I shook hands with him. At that time, I was 21. Now I'm 82. Just think of it. 61 years ago, I met this man of God on a Monday morning in the Hotel Drei Linden, shaking hands with him, speaking with him personally. And he said, "You are a preacher of the gospel." I was there dressed in a motorcycle dress. Thanks be to the Lord for all his guidance. When I look back, I just can thank the Lord. God has done great things by grace. And some brothers, I show that I kept all the sermons of Brother Brennan, all the tapes. I listened to them many times. Just so wonderful that we may live now, that we could recognize day and message, and that we know that the Lord will complete his work which he started. Also this I noted down about the virgins, about the 10 virgins. Brother Branham spoke 110 times. And he emphasized how important it is that we are ready, because thus it is written, those who were ready went in to the marriage supper. And when we go to Matthew 22, here we have it. That what our Lord said at that time, and also what he says today. Matthew 22, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto one who gives the marriage to his son. Matthew 22, verse 2. The kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son. The kingdom of heaven. The wedding shall take place. And then verse 3. And sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. And whoever reads then the next verses feels the pain of the whole matter, of what's all about there. But then, we have also verse 10. In verse 10, it is written, so those who were ready went in to the marriage supper, and the building was filled with guests. What are we doing today? We are inviting. We are inviting. We ask you, be ye reconciled with God. Receive what the Redeemer has done for our redemption. Receive it, accept it, experience it personally. And this is so mighty, brothers and sisters, that our Lord made the beginning. And as we said many times at this place already, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. And in all of the Old Testament were the promises of the coming Redeemer. And when the time was fulfilled, then it happened, of course. It happened for you and my sakes, for our sakes, that God saved and reconciled the lost mankind, that he made the damage well, that he took away the power of death, and that our Lord died He died as a man. As Lord, he rose. And he could say, behold, I was dead, but I live forevermore. And I have the keys of death and hell. Brothers and sisters, what becomes greater and greater to me is the high calling. The high calling which God has given us in Christ Jesus our Lord. He who became like us in his image, we are transformed in the resurrection and we will be like him. Now, let me read to it the precious scriptures so that you all know, thus it is written in the word of God. And thus it will take place. Already in Romans chapter 8, we have it in verse 29, the mighty statement, 29, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Just think of it. Think of it. He who became like us in the flesh. He was found as a man. And then he cried out on the cross on our state, in our state, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And in the next moment, when the spear came into his chest, and when the blood was gushing forth, then it was fulfilled. God was in Christ and reconciled the world with himself. Not a religion, but a divine act in the plan of our God. And for this we are so grateful. He, the Son of God, and we, sons and daughters of God. And also this we time and again emphasized, as the promise was given to Mary, the promise that the Messiah would be born, and she heard the promise, she received it in her heart, she believed it. In that moment, the Holy Spirit came over her, upon her. And the scripture was fulfilled. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel, or Jesus. Brothers and sisters, here is the divine lesson. First, we hear the promise. And in that moment, where we hear the promise and believe it, then the Holy Spirit comes upon us and the promise to make the promise a reality. For instance, about the new birth, that we must be born again. Firstly, the word is preached because the word is the seed. And here, brothers and sisters, here's the most precious. If it is written, perhaps you will read it, that our Savior was the beginning of God's creation. Just think for one moment, think of it. When an earthly begetting takes place, then it's a seed. But when the birth takes place, then it's a creation which one can have in one's arms. First the seed, and then the result of the seed, namely the child is born. And therefore Simon could say, "Now you let your servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen the salvation of God." When the Son of God was born, first the seed, until the seed comes, and the seed has come, and the result, a creation, the beginning of creation of God. Not the beginning of the creation of the heavens and the earth. No, this he made himself. I can read it to you. Everything is written in the Word of God. Namely here. Firstly, in Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. Please take it to heart, brothers and sisters. It's just so important and again important to receive the Word of God, to believe it, so that it can come to fulfillment. Philippians chapter 3. And here we have verses, perhaps verse 21. Philippians 3, verse 21, who shall change our vile body that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. So, the same Spirit of God is at work to that, to let it happen with us. And we will experience it by his grace, and we will see it. The most important to this subject is written in Colossians chapter 1. And here we have the direct answer in the Word of God of what's it all about with our Lord. Colossians chapter 1, especially verse 15 and 16. We can start with verse 14. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Now, to all who are here tonight, or all who are listening worldwide, here's the question. Have you received the assurance of faith that your sins were forgiven? Did you call upon the name of the Lord? For thus it is written, as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the children of God, even to them who believe on his name. And the commission is even today, Luke 24, verse 47, in his name, forgiveness of sins must be preached unto all nations. With the forgiveness is the beginning, that we really make an experience of salvation with our God, that we know as sure as he has shed his blood on the cross of Calvary, so sure he redeemed me, so sure my guilt, my sins are forgiven. I am free. Jesus gave me his life. I am free. Verse 15. Colossians 1:15, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over every creation. If we stop here, and if we would lose our fantasy, all make this. In all denominations, they lose their fantasy here. And also those who refer to Brother Branham and who preach a Trinity, they refer to this verse. Let me read the next verse directly. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, the visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. So, here we see very clearly, first the natural creation of the heaven and the earth, and then in the natural, and then the new creation in Jesus Christ, the firstborn who came forth from the dead. He, as the firstborn, died for all the firstborn. And by him, we received the birthright through the firstborn. We received the birthright. And in all the Old Testament, the blessing was on the firstborn. You can read it with Esau and Jacob. You can read it, what is written in the law. On the birthright was the blessing. The firstborn had the blessing. In the next testament, our Lord and Savior, the firstborn among many brethren. He the firstborn, and we the firstborn, by the same seed, by the same Spirit of God, born again unto a living hope, by the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And as written here, he the firstborn, and then through him all things were created. Brothers and sisters, I don't know what it means to you, but for me, the subject of the Godhead is just so mighty, just so wonderful. The invisible God, who is Spirit, and who filled everything, revealed himself as Lord. This was not a second person, but God himself, in a visible form of appearance, manifested, walking in the Garden of Eden, creating Adam in his image. And then the Lord himself came, who created everything to redeem us. And in him, the firstborn, by the Spirit, he was the first who was born of the Spirit. Holy Spirit shall overshadow thee, and that Holy One born of thee shall be called the Son of God. That's how it starts. And that's how the Holy Spirit was poured out on the day of Pentecost, so that the proclamation of the gospel could take place by the power of the Holy Spirit accompanied. And so that all not only hear the word of God, but that they also experience it by grace. And now verse 17, Colossians 1, verse 17. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. And then, he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. Hallelujah. Praise be to the living God. That in all things he might have the preeminence. Oh, blessed and praised be our Lord and Savior. For us, this has become a divine reality. It is written in verse 19, for it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. All fullness of the Godhead manifested in the Son, in Jesus Christ, our Lord. He who could say, he who sees me sees the Father. But brothers and sisters, with this it doesn't stop. With this it just started. This was the beginning. And when one then reads on in Colossians, especially in chapter 2, Colossians chapter 2, about the subject of the Godhead, chapter 2, verse 2 and 3, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God. And this mystery is Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Oh, thanks be to God for such precious and holy words. He who should the preeminence in everything. Here it's written that we get the full assurance of understanding to the knowledge of the mystery of God. And this mystery is Jesus Christ our Lord. This reminds me on Revelation 10, verse 7, the mystery of God, Christ our Lord and Savior, is the mystery of God revealed in a visible form. Him one could see, the fullness of the Godhead one could not see. But we thank the Lord God that we received the revelation. And if it is written in Revelation 10, in the days when the seventh angel sounds his trumpet, I've said it here many years ago, it's really written. Shofar, the word shofar is written in the Hebrew, shofar. With all trumpet angels, the word shofar is written. And the same word is written in the Hebrew text. Also in Revelation 10, verse 7. When the seventh angel blows his shofar, then the mystery of God is finished. The mystery of God, as we read now, the mystery of God manifested in Jesus Christ our Lord. At that time, the Jews didn't see it, but then they will look upon him whom they have pierced, and they will weep bitterly, and they will mourn, and then they will find grace in the sight of God. But this is not all, brothers and sisters. We have it here, of the fullness of the Godhead. In the verses 9 and 10, something very mighty is written. Please receive it by faith. Accept it. Colossians chapter 2,
verse 9 and 10.
For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And ye are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. You have the you are complete in him. You possess the fullness of the Godhead in Jesus Christ our Lord. For this reason, God has given us the revelation of Jesus Christ, that we may participate in the fullness of the Godhead, which was manifested in Jesus Christ, the firstborn. He possessed the whole fullness in him. Brothers and sisters, don't be discouraged. God will keep his word. And that what is ours, that what is ours, will God will restore it as it was at the beginning in the church. Believe with all your heart. Don't look on yourself. Don't look on others. Don't look on circumstances. Look to the Lord who gave us the promise. And who told us both, namely the fullness of the Godhead was dwelling in Jesus Christ, and that we possess this fullness of the Godhead in Christ as the church. That's how it's written in the German Bible. We possess, and what I possess, this is mine. Let us read it. Verse 10, once again. And ye possess the whole fullness in him, who is the head of all principality and power. And at the end of this mighty verse of this subject, the man of God comes to the point and writes in verse 15 of that what happened on the cross of Calvary. And having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Blessed and praised be our Lord, he the overcomer, he who bruised the head of the serpent. He revealed himself to us. Brothers and sisters, as sure as we believe that the fullness of the Godhead, that God himself was manifested in Jesus Christ, that he was Emmanuel, and that he was in Christ, that he reconciled the world with himself, so sure we believe that we by him and in him have the whole fullness of the Godhead. How should God give us not with him everything? If we were to summarize this of the firstborn, brothers and sisters, the birthright is really the most important which God ordained. And in the firstborn, we have become the firstborn as sons and daughters, and we have part in everything what God promised to us and what he prepared for us. Because brothers and sisters, our Lord not only has given promises, he fulfilled them all. And Paul wrote it to the Corinthians. For all the promises of God is in Christ Jesus the yes, and through him the amen. For the glory of God by us who we believe now, please receive it by faith. As sure as God revealed himself to us, and as sure as he sent his prophet and servant and has given us the understanding of the whole plan of salvation of our God, so sure God has done this, so sure He will restore all things. And by grace, we will experience it. And when the time will be fulfilled, then all the firstborn who will participate in the rapture, all who were invited, and all who accepted the invitation, when we read in Matthew 22, the Lord sent out, and it was invited. He came not, he had an excuse, and the other one had another excuse, and then the Lord called and sent out for the last time. For the last time he sent out, and after the last sending out, the building was filled with guests. Brothers and sisters, we have reached the end of time now. God has sent his servants at all times. But this is really the last message, the last call which reaches the ends of the earth. And everything what we read in this holy book, God prepared and has given to us already, and it will be manifested, because here it is written, and ye possess the whole fullness in him. Let us summarize of what it's all about today. Firstly, God gives promises, and we also mentioned it before, that since the days of Reformation, God made one revival after the other, and in every revival, he could use one man, and then many others were added who passed on the same message. There was not only a Martin Luther, there was a Schwenkfeld. There were a number of them who joined the proclamation. There was not only a John Wesley, there was a great number who joined the proclamation at that time. In the same way it was in all the revivals. God makes somewhere and somewhen a beginning, and then comes the continuation. And so, God in our days, he made a new beginning. He used a man sent from God with a message of God, so that the last call reaches the ends of the earth. And please believe me, the wedding building, will be filled with guests. It will be manifested. What is written in Revelation 19, verse 7-9. And his bride has made herself ready, and it was granted to her to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. I've said it here before, not only in linen, in fine linen, clean and white, shining. White garments have a glamour. Shining. I've seen it. Brothers and sisters, as it is written here, so it will be. We possess the whole fullness in him who redeemed us. The full forgiveness. He was triumphant over everything. And if brothers and sisters are here who are still wrestling with the enemy, who have still problems with themselves, and who have problems with the trials, receive it by faith. Accept it. What we've read here just now. That our Lord
disarmed all the powers of the enemy. He disarmed them. And he made a show of them, triumphing over them. And in the triumph, he went up to glory. Brothers and sisters, the redemption is perfect. The forgiveness is perfect. Grace is perfect. And all who have the birthright, they in this time, they will receive what our Lord and Savior has prepared for this period of time. They will receive and accept it, and they will participate in it, what God is doing right now. We can make promises, yes, and perhaps we are not able to keep them. But what God says, this happens. And inasmuch as the time is fulfilled, then everything will take place. So, He, our Lord, the firstborn among many brethren, He died for us. He died for us. And we just have to understand that there will be a first resurrection and a second resurrection. And at the first resurrection will only participate those who have the birthright, who believed God, who received, who surrendered every resistance, and who said yes with all their hearts to every word of God. The first resurrection will be for all who have heard the voice of the bridegroom, just as we heard it in the word of introduction. And also in Luke chapter 1, verse 16 and 17, as it's written there, He will prepare a people for the Lord. What's all about today? That the first fruit, that the well-prepared people are going out to meet the Lord. That we are really people who are, yes, on the earth still, having their profession, living a normal family life. Everything is normal. But in the heart, connected and joined with God. Really joined with God. Believing every word of the Scripture. And thus are being made ready for the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And as we said many times here, all who were ready went in to the marriage supper, and the door was closed. I would like it best to say it in every meeting. I believe, out of conviction, that all who believe now the word promised for this time, all who believe it, they let themselves be separated and they put themselves upon the side of God, that they receive and accept what He has given us, coming out from all false teachings, being sanctified in the word of truth, not receiving anything what is not written in the word of God, but really being the pure word seed, as the bridegroom was the pure word seed. He the firstborn, and so we are the pure word seed, who received and accepted the word. And we believe, as the Scripture says, and we know, He will complete and finish His work unto the glorious day of His return. Once again, one word addressed to all who are newly added. Please, beloved, receive this meeting, receive this service, receive it from the hand of God.
You, of course, didn't come here from near and far just to be here. No, we are here in the presence of God gathered. And all who are still lost, they can be saved today. All who struggle with certain things, all who are burdened, you can be delivered. All who are sick, they can be healed. With God, all things are possible. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But it starts with the conversion. It starts by leaving the broad way, entering the narrow gate which leads to life, consecrating our lives really to the Lord. As I am, just as I am, as we sing it, so I come to you. Please forgive me, be merciful to me. And the Lord forgives trespasses and does not remember them anymore. Blessed and praised be our God, now and forever. Who calls out his people all over the earth, who reveals himself, who opens our understanding for the scripture, so that we don't have to make any discussion anymore. He spoke to us, and we understood it. To him, the Almighty God, be the praise and glory throughout all eternity. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Today, we will first stand up for prayer, and then afterward, we will ask Sister Janina to sing us a song in the French language. And then I would like to ask our brother Harry and his wife to sing a song in the English language. We are, of course, gathered internationally, and I would like to thank all the languages, to all who don't speak the German language. Also, all the songs are only written in the three languages, English, French, and German. I would like it best to have the languages in all languages. May God really give grace to it. Now, let us bow our heads. If the Lord God has spoken to you through his holy and precious word, if he has spoken to some who would like to consecrate their lives to the Lord, who have not yet received the assurance of being saved, that their sins are forgiven, that the Lord God has accepted them, that they crossed from death unto life, now you have your opportunity, the opportunity to consecrate your life to the Lord. And all who are somehow still bound, who are in bondage still, the Lord is here, and whom the Son sets free is free indeed. But only who likes to be free can be set free. We must recognize what torments us and what keeps us in bondage, and then asking the Lord, be merciful to me, forgive me, deliver me. If some are bound to smoking, some are bound to alcohol, some bondages are still among the people. And now, recently, with all the devices, from the rising of the sun unto its setting, they are busy with their devices. Please, don't do it. Have the power over these devices, and don't be ruled by these devices. May God give grace that we are not enslaved by anything, but that we really are set free into the liberty of the and all who are sick, brothers and sisters, we are preaching the full gospel. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was smitten. He was wounded, bruised for our sakes, and in by his stripes we were healed. May all receive and accept it today. Who would like to raise his hand? That we together come before the throne of grace? The proclamation must bring forth a result, and the Lord God is present. Let us sing once again, only believe with all your heart, and the Lord will bless us.
Only believe, only believe, all things are possible. Only believe, only believe, all things are possible, only believe. Jesus is here, Jesus is here, are possible, for Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. All things are possible, for Jesus is here.
Lord Almighty God, I lay my hands upon this scripture. You, O Lord, have redeemed us. You have shed your blood, the blood of the new covenant. You have given to all of us forgiveness. Forgiveness through the blood of the Lamb, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Beloved Lord, wash me, wash us all in Jesus' holy blood. Wash us so that we become white, whiter than the snow. Wash us by grace. And we ask now, beloved Lord, for all who are still bound, whatever it might be, set free, make free. The message of the cross is the power of God. Make all free, Lord. May all be set free from all bondages in the name of Jesus Christ, based upon the authority of God. Satan, respect the authority of the Word of God in Jesus' holy name. Be free. Be free by the power of God, by the blood of the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
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 And all who have a sickness, a disease, who need healing, believe it with all your heart. By his stripes we were healed. Beloved Lord, confirm thy own word in all of us who we believe now. Precious Lord, I receive it from your hand that all who are gathered here and all who believe the message of God, they are part of the firstborn, who are ordained to participate in the rapture. Precious Lord, you have taken us out from many, you have called us together from many peoples and tongues, so that the last message is being preached all over and that it is broadcasted online. Lord, bless from the rising of the sun unto its setting. Bless from the east to the west. Bless from the south to the north. May all the elect all over the earth, may they hear God's word, which is promised for this time. The full gospel, the full restoration, may they experience everything what was at the beginning in the church. Dear Lord, you promised it. We believe it and we will experience it in the fulfillment. We also believe that the whole fullness of the Godhead dwelt in you bodily, and we believe that the same fullness of the Godhead dwells in us, the church. We thank you for your precious and holy word of God. May all the firstborn believe with all their hearts, and may they see the word confirmed. Together, we thank you for your precious and holy blood. We thank you for your precious and holy word. We thank you for the message of the hour. We thank you for that you opened our understanding for the scripture by your grace, and that you revealed your word unto us. And we thank you that you, by your Holy Spirit, each individual you led into all the truth, so that nobody needs to teach the other one. Also not between the meetings, no. That all are joined with you, O God. As we read, the friend of the bridegroom, beloved Lord, you have sent us out to give the last call. And at the last call, the building is filled. In the wedding hall, no seat will remain empty. Every chair will be taken, and the wedding feast we will celebrate with you. Blessed and holy is who is invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. We all were invited. Receive and accept the invitation. Say amen to it. Hallelujah. Blessed and praised be our Lord. Together we thank you, ever faithful God, for the sending of your servant and prophet. We thank you for everything what you have done in this time. Praise, glory, and honor be unto your holy and wonderful name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. We believe with all our hearts. Amen. Can you remain standing a bit? Then we ask Sister Janina to come. Where is she? Where is the guitar? Here. Very nice. Today we don't have the choir from Brussels. We have our sister here. She will sing us a song. Oh.
You tuned your guitar before, most surely. Thank you. I thought our sister will also sing a stanza in the German language. We know how important it is that one understands the language. Here, whoever hears only the sound, yes, thanks be to the Lord that we understand the language of God. Brother Schmidt will come to pray with us. Brother Harry, did you prepare something? Where are you? Be seated. Of course. Certainly. Please come. We are amongst us. Very nice.
My God and I go in the field together. We walk and talk as good friends should and do. We clasp our hands, our voices ring with laughter. My God and I walk through the meadows hue. We clasp our hands, our voices ring with laughter. My God and I walk through the meadows hue. He tells me of the years that went before me, when heavenly plans were made for me to be. When all was but a dream of dim reflection, to come to life, earth's verdant glory see. When all was but a dream of dim reflection, to come to life, earth's verdant glory see. My God and I will go for aye together. We walk and talk just as our good friends do. This earth will pass, and with it common trifles. But God and I will go unendingly. This earth will pass, and with it common trifles. But God and I will go unendingly.
Amen. Very nice. Very good. If this song is known in the German language, then we cannot stop this meeting unless the two sisters have sung a German song. Please come and sing us a glorious song for the glory of God. Are our sisters in our midst today, or are they on holiday? Pardon? Pardon? They come? I don't see them yet. Then we sing a chorus. They come from the east and west. Ah, here. Yeah. We can nevertheless sing. Very good. Very good.
Der Ruf erschallt, ringsend es laut, ein neuer Tag bricht an. Mancher ohne Kraft, vom Feind ward weggerafft. Hast du auch oft nach neuer Kraft mit Sehnsucht ausgeschaut? Hör jetzt die frohe Kunde, rings um uns denn sie laut. Es ist kein Geheimnis, was Gott jetzt tut, was er tat für andere, die gibt auch dir Mut. Vergibt und heilet durch Jesu Blut. Es ist kein Geheimnis, was Gott jetzt tut. Nicht länger nach, weil Jesu Macht aufs Neu wird offenbar. Freu dich immer da, bald naht das Jubeljahr. Fürcht keine Macht der Welt mit dir, ist Jesus Gottes Wort. Glaubt nur an die Verheißung, und geh nicht zweifelnd fort. Es ist kein Geheimnis, was Gott jetzt tut. Was er tat für andere, gibt auch dir Mut. Vergibt und heilet durch Jesu Blut. Es ist kein Geheimnis, was Gott jetzt tut. Bald kommt die Zeit, wo ausgekämpft der lange, schwere Streit. Alle, die bereit, gehen dann zur Herrlichkeit. Doch jetzt im letzten Geisteswind steh auf, du Streiter Herr. Erheb das Siegesbanner, mit uns ist Gott der Herr. Es ist kein Geheimnis, was Gott jetzt tut. Was er tat für andere, gibt auch dir Mut. Vergibt und heilet durch Jesu Blut. Es ist kein Geheimnis, was Gott jetzt tut. Es ist kein Geheimnis, was Gott jetzt tut. Was er tat für andere, gibt auch dir Mut. Vergibt und heilet durch Jesu Blut. Es ist kein Geheimnis, was Gott jetzt tut.
Amen. The last sentence reminds us to a precious word from Amos, chapter 3, verse 7. God does nothing unless he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. Also, this is God's word. God does nothing except he reveals his secret. Brothers and sisters, please receive with a thankful heart that God has revealed unto us the mystery of his will in this time. It's no mystery what God is doing now, but one scripture belongs to the other. And how often Brother Branham mentioned this scripture from Amos chapter 3, verse 7. God does nothing unless, if it belongs to the plan of salvation, he reveals it to his servants, the prophets. He reveals it to him who has no resistance, not having 4 years in a Bible school or 2 years here. No, God reveals his mystery unto his servants, the prophets. This is God's holy word, and it has become true in our time, and it was confirmed. Brother Schmidt, please come and pray with us. Great God, we thank you for the grace and faithfulness. We thank you that you, O Lord, have confirmed your word. Lord, witnesses were there where you confirmed it. Lord, you are the true and living God. We thank you that there's no secret which you would not have revealed. We praise your holy name and we thank you, O God, with the songwriter who expressed it. Oh, the deep love of God. We thank you for and we praise you, Lord. And we heard it. My God and I, we are always together. Give us grace to always remain with you, that you always abide in our lives, in our hearts. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the confirmation of your word, that your precious seed does not return void, but always the evidence is brought forth that the people hear and listen and that they receive and that they accept you, Lord. Lord, keep us in thy word. Keep us under the guidance of your spirit. Keep us for the glory of your name. And we ask you also, Lord, we pray for the carrier of your word, whom you called and sent. Strengthen him according to the spirit, soul, and body. And together we want to praise and exalt you all over the earth. Thank you for it. Amen. Hallelujah. Be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be praised. Amen. Hallelujah. Be praised. Lord, you blessed us.